In 2019, Kaleem Patel became a Grammy-nominated producer. He worked with James Blake on Assume Form, which was nominated for Best Alternative Music Album. Now he's releasing a full-length album of his own music. It's called Strange Seasons. He's releasing this album under the nickname his parents gave him as a child, Kushi, K-H-U-S-H-I. His mother is Indian, and Kushi is the Hindi word for happiness.
Yeah, it stuck with me until about the age of 11, and then my cousin, who was 1 year older and had experienced 1 year of the horror that is secondary school, came to me and said, don't go to secondary school with a name that rhymes with cushion, wussy. So then I changed to Kaleem.
As a kid, Kushi sang in a choir and played guitar. After a couple of years, he started writing his own songs and finding a different sound. More electronic, with dense harmonies and pulsing beats.
So earlier on, most of my stuff was based around the guitar, and the early solo stuff I released was mainly guitar. And I was very proud of that, but I also felt that if I came across that music myself and it wasn't my own, I might not fall in love with it. And I thought it was, okay, maybe it's time to break free of this guitar. But having said that, the last song on the album, Like a City.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one place that I do hear it, yeah.
Yeah, it makes a little comeback right at the end.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think I'll bring back into my music with the other sounds that I've started to use as well. Like a city of stone, I could hardly keep you out. I recorded this album in a shed in Hackney.
In East London.
Yeah. And the shed backs onto this train station. And just at the end of this take, a train went by, which is something I had to battle through the whole recording of the album.
You would have a perfect take, but in the middle of it, there would be a rumble and a honk.
Exactly, yeah. And at first I was like, darn, it's within the take. But listening back, it's actually like the last sound you hear on the end of the song, and now it's at the end of the album.
Wow.
And it kind of feels right, because I spent a long time in that shed working away on this thing, and finishing it was sort of the way I got out of there, and then finally was able to explore more of the world outside the shed.
Is it true that you spent 10 years working on this album?
Yes. Some of the songs in the album were written 10 years ago, some of them even a little bit more than that.
Why do you think it took you so long to close the book on it?
I've been asking myself that. I think it's because I'm
asking
a combination.
Your therapist, talking about your therapist.
Yeah, because of all the fear.
I mean, is that really why? Because of the fear?
Well, probably on some level, yeah. I mean, I was going to say in a more throwaway way, I'm a combination of a perfectionist and a snail. But then why am I those things? And probably to some extent, there's some degree of fear of... It's that process of having an idea in your head. And when it's just in your head, it has limitless potential. It could be anything. And that process of actually birthing it into something that's real and coming to terms with its limitations or the ways it might have not fulfilled the potential in your mind. And I just wanted to try and fulfill the potential of all these ideas I had on the album. And it took me a really long time to get there.
We can't talk about this album without talking about James Blake, because you produced his last album. He mixed this album of yours.
Yeah, he did it. Yes, indeed.
What do you think each of you brings to each other's work?
Ooh, yes. I mean, he brought, in terms of his mixing to my album, he brought extremely sensitive ears, some really beautiful, insightful musical decisions.
Is there one you can point to?
Okay, so one good example is the song Sane Man, which starts extremely sparse and extremely calm. And I wanted it to grow and grow as the song goes on. And it builds and builds towards a big drum climax at the end. And the drums will kick in on the second half of that. There's some 808s that kick in, these big subby sounds. And that was James's idea, and it just really helps elevate the track. It makes it sound like a beast has just stormed the studio and it's just running riot. And it just gets me every time, and I can never thank him enough for that.
I don't want to get too personal, but I don't really have a sense of what many of these songs are about, where in your life they come from.
I guess a lot of it kind of comes from, it comes from a sort of feeling of having hidden or repressed myself to some extent, or having learned to do that whilst growing up. I feel like lots of people, we learn to say maybe hide our emotions if they're not convenient for other people, or we learn to hide our hurt just because it makes it easier for people around us to deal with. Basically all the sort of different myriad ways that we learn maybe not to be truthful with the world about exactly who we are and what we feel. And the song that maybe hits on that theme the hardest is Children.
Hide myself so. I can't be found.
Yes, sir. The chorus line is, you can scream, you can shout, but please don't let it out in front of the children, in front of the children.
You can scream, you can shout, but please don't let it out in front of the children, in front of the children.
This is all counterfeit, but just don't let it slip in front of the children.
But just don't let it slip in front of the children, in front. The children.
So that kind of ties in with this idea of like just keeping up a facade for the sake of your family, or for the sake of your friends, or for the sake of appearances, or for the sake of living a life that you feel like you should be living, or you feel like others want you to live, even when that doesn't fit with what is really going on for you, or really what you really want, or how you really feel.
So as a person who's always tried to put on the facade, how does it feel to pour out this album of your music under the name that you used as a child, that you stopped using for fear of being teased when you were at school? I mean, that's big.
It's a great question. It feels great, and it feels perfect. I always remember thinking I couldn't release it under any other name. It has to be this. There were a lot of times along the way when I thought it wouldn't ever come to pass, and I would never actually finish it, and that my whole life would just be in this... this process of trying to finish this thing that I never finished.
Eternally pregnant.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Some sort of perpetual penultimate. But it happened in the end.
Well, Cushy, congratulations on the new album, and thank you for talking with us about it.
Thank you, it's actually a pleasure.
The new album is called Strange Seasons.
You don't strike me as the type to start a scuffle.